sing. On this here stage tonight, something legendary. It goes by the name of the creator. It's you. You call him Tyler Baldwin.
Talking that fresh shit, I don't need gum. Cookie crumbs in the rolls, never know weed crumbs. He ain't talked to his bitch in 3 days. It ain't gotta be this way, I'm down for the threesome. I might buy a boat. Depends if Capri got space, don't really need one. I could go on the winter time, baby, I bleed some. Find another nigga like me, cause I ain't seen none. Pull up in that, whatchamacallit. Played a couple demos at Madison Square Garden. And tell them motherfuckers that's only I'm not calling. I'm plotting on a Billy Chili in my garden. Yo.
Boys, in terms of going outside this weekend, you doing it? At all?
I actually have a tea time on Saturday.
You're a fucking lunatic.
But tea time's at like 7:15. So hoping to be off the course by like noon before it starts getting like real hot.
Bro, who are you trying to fool? It's going to be like 95 at 9 in the morning.
That's not that hot.
It ain't going to be that hot.
And then at noon, it's going to be 111. Crazy.
This is Oregon, man. At least our mornings are still not that bad. It doesn't get bad till about 2 in the afternoon.
That's true.
And then it becomes a fucking hellscape out there.
That's the plan. For people without AC, that's the plan. Is you leave your windows open all night, and then around 9 o'clock, maybe 10, depends on the day, that's when you close everything up. Close your windows, close the shades, and let everything be cool again. Not that hot. 95 degrees. Hot.
95's not that hot.
Hot take king over here. Get out of here.
It's not that hot.
I've had my AC on since March, so it's fucking hot.
95 is hot, dude.
Stop. 95 is not that hot.
This guy acting tough over here.
It has nothing to do with tough. There are like 20 states in the union where 95 is like a casual morning.
Speaking of hot, your mic is mad hot right now.
What about now?
Still pretty loud.
Now.
Yeah, it's better. That's great. We're working out technical issues live, baby. I'm keeping it in simply because of the your mic is hot joke.
So what temperature do you consider hot?
90. Once it hits over 80, I think it's hot.
I think 90's hot.
80.
I can see the argument.
I'm not against that. Fairly certain I'm cold blooded because once it hits 80, I start just dragging ass. I start sweating.
Is okay.
What do you consider hot? If 95's not hot,
yeah, right.
So 95 can be hot, but it's not like intrusively hot until it hits 100.
Fuck out of here.
80 is, but 80 is not hot. What are we doing here?
It's hot. You're going to be like fucking Seinfeld's parents and move down to like Arizona.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be wearing like pants, not having your AC on, be like, it's not that hot out.
100%.
It's like 120.
It helps with the circulation. I mean, what are you talking about? Of course it will.
You're going to be wearing those knee socks around. Knee socks and slippers all the time.
Not a slipper fan.
So we got to define slippers here. Are we talking about like the ones you wear around the house, or are we talking about the like slides?
Well, slides are different.
Slides are different. I agree.
I think slippers have to have an insulation factor.
You know, people in Hawaii call flip-flops slippers.
Slippers.
Uh-huh. So we gotta all for all our Hawaii listeners out there, we got to make sure
we're talking about. Yeah, shout out to the 808.
No doubt.
Prayers up to Colt Brennan.
Yeah.
And whatever that, I can't remember his name, the guy that did the Hawaii games.
The announcer, yeah.
Yeah. That just, I never, for all the times I've degenerately watched enough late night Hawaii games, can't remember his name still.
Well, in fairness to that, most, it was like 50-50 whether you're watching him or it was on like ESPN4.
That is true.
Yeah, you're not watching a lot of local Hawaii broadcasts.
Spectrum TV, I think, yeah, is what he was on.
Yeah. Hawaii.
So are you guys not doing anything this weekend? You just staying posted up?
Well, that's living the,
at
the thing.
Living
that's
at a, the crib?
That's the thing, man. My my mom decided to like rent a cabin up the McKenzie for the whole family. And so we're going up the McKenzie as a whole family. And we didn't have like specific plans to do shit outside. But, you know, if you're going to do shit outside, if you're, you know, taking a trip, quote unquote, short drive somewhere, and you're going to be staying in a cabin, you're going to go do some shit outside up the McKenzie. And I got to tell you, man, 111 on Sunday, like I'm not feeling it. And I texted her earlier today. I'm like, man, I don't know how much shit outside we're going to be doing. Like, we might just be chilling.
Well, you could hang out in the river. That's about 50 degrees. And
no doubt.
Nice
no
little. Doubt.
That's going to be a thing for sure.
Did you guys see the promotion that the Eugene Emeralds are running on Sunday?
No, what's that?
It's for whatever the forecasted temperature is.
Oh, I love it already.
So right now it's 113 degrees. Box seats in the shade are $1.13.
I love it.
And so if it goes like 111, it's $1.11.
There's one thing our boy Alan gets. It is minor league promotions. God damn it. That is good.
Well, to that, you're going to be playing in front of 15 people, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
You ever think that are actually going to try to not go out there in the non-shade?
Sunday first pitch is usually middle of the day. Is
yeah,
that
it's
still
1 o'clock.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. That's actually better. Like I said, we don't get bad till like 3 or 4.
It's
better. That's, no,
okay. If the forecast is 113,
it'll be 100. It'll be 100 at one.
They do play on plastic grass, so yeah, it'll be pretty hot there.
Well, who gives a fuck about the players?
Honestly,
you're sitting in the stands. You're roasting.
I just want someone to be the brave person to sit in the bleachers in the left field. They don't even have to take their shirt off. Just wear shorts and flip-flops. And just be the brave person that gets the blisters.
If that person makes it like 3 innings, I'm buying them the ice cream and the beer.
That's yeah, the thing, is I feel like if you are the low, not you, but if anyone out there, Jed's
I ain't
part,
doing it.
Hey Jed, sounds like something you would
You've seen my complexion. I'm not getting anywhere near that shit.
But if I saw a guy out there, shorts, flip-flops, shirt on, off, tank top, that's optional. I would literally go out there and just supply him beer, water, dog.
All game.
Everyone would.
On repeat.
He'd pay $1.15 to get in and eat and drink like a king.
If I were Alan, I would notice that person and I would have one of my promo people, a different promo person every inning, like walk that person a beer or whatever they want to drink. I'd walk them whatever drink they want for free on the house. And then inning 5 or 6, that's when they get the ice cream.
IV bag.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is heat stroke worth like a $3 dog? And
I mean, maybe $6 not ice cream at long season single A, but like at like a Chicago White Sox game. Hey, random team. And it's a heat. You got a heat dome coming in. I think it would be funny to be the guy that just sits out there and just cannot do anything for like 4 days afterwards.
Yeah.
But gets on SportsCenter. SVP calls him up like 2 days later so he can talk when he looks like a felt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ski, you sound like me. You like
the MC going to supply a skin cancer test on him?
I know. Well, they've been doing COVID tests in the parking lot.
Right.
As well, check for skin cancer too. Let's go. Ski, you sound like me in terms of heat. Like, are you the kind of person where if you're in the sun for even a little while, like you have no energy, like it just drains you? Like, because there's some people I've talked to, a lot of people who are like, they go into the sun and that's when they perk up. Like, that's
yes.
how they
no.
I'm not like that at all. I'm the opposite. Like if I'm in the sun for an extended period of time, I got nothing. Like I'm dead. I'll get home after watching a game in the sun for a while and I'm done. I'm like done for the rest of the day. I have nothing.
I mean, you think I might have like grown accustomed to it somewhat from like, you know, playing double headers in Roseburg in fucking 100 degree heat, but nope, that's only got me. That, like I said, that thing hits 80. I'm like, fuck this. It's hot.
So when it's 95 degrees out and you come out of Safeway, whatever, and that you can feel that heat,
face. Yeah,
that emanating from the blacktop, do you not do the rock thing and just
what, suck it in?
Smell it in? Get all that into your lungs? No? Am I alone here?
Yes, no. I'm very,
it's the best. When you can smell the heat, that is when it's a good heat.
A good heat.
If I have to go out anywhere on Sunday, I'm gonna leave my car running, like parked right in front. I'll take a ticket, and if someone wants to steal my car, go for it. And I'm leaving my car on and the AC going as close as possible.
That's awesome.
I think I'm just gonna like buy a couple of those like pink flamingos from Walmart. An Adirondack chair or something. Just sit out in my backyard on Sunday.
And lay out in the sun with a bird.
Just lay out in the sun and just get a good smell of that concrete.
Oh. Just sit out there and be like, you know what? It's really not that hot out here.
Oh, no. At that point, I'm not going to say that's not hot. That's
it's
hot.
It's not that bad.
No, that is hot. I'm not saying that. But
y'all pussies can't handle the heat. By the way, Charles listening to this, like just scoffing at us hard. Like, well, get the fuck out of here.
He has a pool in his backyard, so I don't want to hear it from him.
That's fair.
He's got an Olympic sized pool in his backyard, so.
I want to see a count of if anyone ventures out on Sunday to interact with people, I want to hear how many times you hear, well, at least it's a dry heat.
Oh, yo, that's a lock.
Yeah,
it will be a dry heat. By the way, it's not going to be humid. If it's over 100 degrees in Eugene, Springfield, Oregon, it's not going to be humid. We had humid like a week or two ago. When it was hot last time, it was fucking gross. I don't need that. That's why we live in Oregon, dude. We're not supposed to get this weather.
It's supposed to be raining still right now.
Welcome to the new normal.
Fucking Al Gore, am I right? Inventing global warming.
Where are we gonna move to? Like Canada? Is that place still not like?
Yeah, I mean, even Seattle's gonna hit the 90s.
Yes, I saw Seattle getting
touch the hundreds. You got to move to Vancouver, BC.
I guess, yeah.
Maybe Alaska. You got to know somebody who owns a house on the coast. That's what you need.
Yeah, you got to deal with coasties in
Oregon coast house. No, I mean, if you have a house, you don't need to go anywhere.
Yeah, that is true. I heard someone be like, oh man, just go out to the coast this weekend, you know? It's probably gonna take four hours to drive to the coast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other day I was looking at just Airbnb prices and hotel prices. I think on Monday. Yeah, it was Monday. And they were surge pricing everything. Of course.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And by yesterday, everything is gone. Like it does not matter. We're Oregon coast. Good luck. Like there's nothing there.
Well, hopefully we have another podcast next week and we don't just fucking die this weekend. We'll see. We'll see. Hopefully we can talk about sports next week.
I'm going crawdadding on Saturday in the heat.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you going to actually be in the water, like grabbing at them with your hands?
Absolutely.
So you don't die.
Well, with it.
What I mean is laying on your like stomach, entire body in the water, like hunting crawdads.
No.
Okay.
I got pinpoint precision.
I was going to say with a knife stabbing at them.
Out on the Umatilla, the Umpqua. They call me Old Eagle Eye. They call me the Old Eagle because I just see those things and I just bring out my talons and boo!
I'm the real craw daddy.
Got me a crawdid. Bang!
There you go.
And when I get one, I do the Mike Breen. Bang!
Bang! Good shit.
You going all the way down to the Dumpqua to do some crawdad?
No, I'm going out towards the coast, towards Mapleton.
Yeah. Sayusla's got a bunch of easy access to get in there and do some crawdad. Plus, you don't have to do much. Just send your fucking kids in there. Go catch.
They're kind of afraid of them, I think.
What?
Oh. I'm afraid of them.
I could see that.
They don't pinch.
They're creepy and they pinch. Fuck that.
Yeah, they're water bugs. They are kind of creepy. They're like, they're from like the Paleozoic period. I don't trust them. That's why I take joy when I throw them in boiling water.
God, there's a question.
I keep them alive right until that point. Oh, yeah? Enjoy your bubbling in your innards amongst the corn on the cob and potatoes.
Yeah, listen to him squeal. This is what you get for looking creepy, dick.
Who's the crawd daddy now?
Exactly. Yeah.
Crawdads, they do taste good, but are they worth all that effort of chucking them and stuff? Because
No, honestly, it's a thing I do once or twice a year at most, and I usually do it on a weekend where it's just obscenely hot.
It's for an experience for the kids.
You're not doing it. You're not really doing it to like put food on the table. It's just that's the byproduct of.
I could go to Fisherman's Market.
Yes.
Yeah. Or get Newman's Mark, whatever the hell it's called, and get it there,
Yep. I did that a few months ago. Got one of those boil bags for my kid. She hadn't eaten like any of that shit before, and she liked it, so that's good. She's getting kids to eat seafood is sometimes a fucking,
Yeah, it's very mess. Hard. It is.
Yeah. She dug it, though. That was fun. I'm never doing that, ever. There's never going to be a point where my daughter and I go searching for crawdads.
Hunting for crawdads?
No, it's not going to happen.
You're not going to go noodling with me for some bottom-feeding fish?
Look, if you invite us, I will go, and I will bring my child, and I will allow you to show her how to do it.
they got little nets and things for the kids. But that's not the fun part.
Sure. Yeah.
It's the perfect time of the year though, because they're still like they're like bright red at the start of summer still. So they're easy to spot and get. But I don't know, it's something you gotta have a few beers in you to really get after it.
Oh yeah.
To approve of the idea to go do it, you have to have a few beers in you. All right, should we talk sports?
Sports.
Pretty much all there is to talk about, all I really feel like talking about is the Girardi Scherzer thing, because I loved it. Like, I loved it. So, Joe Girardi's a douchebag, sure. Like, Scherzer's a hard ass, and he's probably cheating, sure. Like, whatever. I loved what that does for the sport. Because baseball is usually fucking boring and people don't care. Like we're almost to the All-Star break. We're in the middle of the season and people are talking about baseball right now. Baseball, it's a bad look for baseball when Romo's pulling down his pants because the ump's like wanting to look at his stuff. Like,
wait, are you saying
I thought it was fucking hilarious. I'm like,
are you saying that a pitcher unfurling his penis in front of an entire stadium is a bad idea?
That's a great look for baseball.
Like it's a banner. Sergio Romo was just ready to unfurl that thing like an elephant trunk. I thought it was great.
Exactly. It rolls down. It's just the MLB logo.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like Jafar's sidekick in Aladdin, and he's reading the screed, and it just keeps rolling. He's looking at the umps. You touch this, baby. I'll give you something sticky.
Pretty much every take on this is accurate too, because Girardi's a douchebag. Yeah, like that. That's not the intent of the rule of you being able to ask the umps to inspect a pitcher's stuff. It's not supposed to happen during the middle of an inning, in the middle of an at bat. It's not supposed to happen at that point. So yes, he's a douchebag. Yes, the umpires got it wrong. Yes. Scherzer is probably one of those fuckers who is using that spider tack stuff.
Well, they all were.
Of course. Because Scherzer's old. All his spin rate is super duper down this year because he knows they're looking at equipment and stuff like that. So he's not using the spider tack right now, but like fucking A, if it wasn't enjoyable, like I loved every second of that, because it all happened at the same time. Like Scherzer got looked at three times in the game and then stares down Girardi walking back. And then Girardi gets tossed because Girardi's acting like he's going to fucking fight somebody. Like, shut the fuck up. And then at the same time, Romo coming off after pitching, because Sergio Romo faces like two or three batters.
Right.
Yeah, that's
he's in there for 15 pitches.
And by the way, he is, as an A's fan, he is really suspect. Like his pitches, I don't know if you've seen him pitch, but they have a lot of fucking spin on them. And guys can't normally get spin like that naturally. And so I'm looking at Romo stuff as an A's fan, like, yeah, dude, you're using something. And so him coming off, it was like 5 minutes after the Scherzer stuff happened. It was literally all just like that. And it was like, oh, this is, I want to drink this all in. Please give me more of this baseball. Like, give me more cheating. Give me more guys like old hard ass pitchers talking shit to old hard ass managers. I fucking love this. Give me all of it. And again, every single take is accurate.
When I knew that the whole, or I thought I knew that this whole checking for sticky stuff was absurd, when Girardi just did it when there was runners on first and third, you know, break up.
Middle of an at-bat.
When I really knew it was over the top is when the knuckleballer, the random knuckleballer for the Orioles got checked for something that increases spin rate when he throws a knuckleball, which literally intentionally does not spin.
I heard Bob Costas on, I feel like it was Eisen, maybe it was yesterday or today, I'm not sure, but they were talking about it, and Costas, you know, brought up an interesting point that the intent is to randomly do it in between innings. So managers aren't supposed to be able to ask the umpires to do it. It's supposed to be random. And there should never be a scenario where it is happening during the middle of an inning, because managers aren't supposed, like if a manager asks for it to happen, it's supposed to happen after the action's over. So like during commercial, like people aren't supposed to watch a pitcher getting his equipment checked, but it happened because I'm pretty sure the umpires fucked up the intent of the rule and allowed Girardi to like ask them, and they follow his order. They follow his order, basically.
No, that's
I don't think they're supposed to do that.
That's how it was before all this like excessive use of it. When, Charlie Huff got caught with the nail file. When there was that pitcher for the Yankees that had like pine tar on his like wrist or something like that.
Right.
When it was just a thing like that, the manager would bring it up. The ump like, hey, what the fuck is this? Go check this guy. And that's every time it was before then,
on the
was
spot.
All mid, it was all mid inning on the spot. No, because that was such a rare occurrence at the time. But now they're just abusing, because there is no set rule still.
Right.
Because but the MLB never said, hey, you can't do that. You can't not ask them to check a picture.
Which is again another fantastic fuck up by MLB.
Oh, just
if you're gonna have it, at least set a guideline for people to follow and don't make it the Wild West, dude. But again, this is why it's fantastic for baseball, in my opinion, because they continually fuck up, and it's just wonderful to watch. Like, this kind of thing is so much fun to watch as a sports fan.
They just need to say, fuck it, do whatever the fuck you want to do out there.
Sure.
It needs to be all cheating allowed.
Sure.
If dudes want to, you know, have, you know, cut down a tree and get the, you know, pitch off that to use to throw a pitch, sure. But a batter should be allowed to cork his bat and do what, take as many fucking steroids as he wants.
I mean, just use metal bats at that point.
Wow.
Ping!
That'd be odd. That'd be hilarious.
Yes, but it would.
They just get the point to say, fuck it. If it's just one side cheating and then another side cheating, and then, you know, it's going to go back and forth forever. There's never going to not be cheating in baseball. I'm sorry.
Right, but baseball just won't tolerate it when it's the pitchers doing it.
Oh yeah, no, the hitting is so down this year. Like baseball is very aware of that. That's why they're doing this in the middle of the season, is because hitting is down and they need to fucking fix that.
Yeah.
So does the sticky stuff and just kind of the era we're in where hitters are just doing like exit velocity and all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. Does that make you think less of Jacob DeGrom's like 0.48 ERA this year?
No.
Oh, Ski, baseball purist. Oh, yeah. he's
your, no, it's one of those things Bob where
Gibson pitching on a 14-foot mound right down to the batters.
It's not so much as that, is more of thinking like, all right, what, because you can't really go with the what ifs, but it was like, what if Clemens or like peak Pedro were pitching right now? They'd be doing the same.
By the way, I love it. You can't go with the what ifs, but here's a couple of what ifs.
But here's what if, but
not to be disrespectful, but I'm about to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Clemens and Pedro played when there was a bunch of Punch and Judy. You know, there's like three Punch and Judy hitters in the lineup. They were going to put a ball in play. Now 1-9 is trying to launch a ball into fucking orbit. And all you got to do is throw a high fastball and you're going to fucking strike a guy out.
Though I think Clemens is the wrong example here when he was slurping down Kentucky Derby winning horses to get an edge, get their testosterone steroids in his own body.
No, it was his wife who was injecting. Right.
Yes. Like Andy Pettit. I just misremembered that. That is my bad.
By the way, I got to say, before we move on, Punch and Judy sounds like a offensive phrase.
Yeah, can you say that now?
You don't want to be called a Punch and Judy hitter, so it is an offensive term.
But can you get away with that?
I'm just saying that sounds like a Civil War term that we're not supposed to use anymore.
I actually don't know where that term came from.
When I hear Punch and Judy, I hear right before someone says it and right after, I hear that sound of like a frayed movie clip running. Yeah, Punch and Judy.
Sounds like something Goose Gossage called people that you shouldn't really call people anymore. I'm looking it up, by the way, and I'm a little afraid to look it up because my search history is going to be affected here. It's going to change the algorithm. Can't even say slap hitter anymore.
That's the equivalent of Punch and Judy and slap hitter. Same.
I think we went from Punch and Judy to slap hitter to what are we at now?
Well, see, what term can you use then? It was just contact hitter. But see, a contact hitter could still be a good hitter. A slap hitter and a Punch and Judy hitter were dog shit Bush League hitters that all I could do was flare balls into the field.
So Derek Jeter. We'll call it a Jeter.
Exactly. We'll call it a Jeter.
We'll call it a Jeter.
Right, I like that. That works for me.
That's a new rule. Trademark, yeah. Bill Maher.
Except for Jeter is known. Jeter loved to fist the ball, so you kind of
easy.
I looked up Punchin' Judy, and Punch and Judy is the thing that came up. Punch and Judy is a traditional puppet show featuring Mr. Punch and his wife Judy. The performance consists of a sequence of short scenes, each depicting an interaction between two characters, most typically Mr. Punch and one other character who usually falls victim to Punch's slapstick. So the takeaway there that I'm getting is that it's a puppet show where Mr. Punch beats up his wife.
Punch and Judy sounds like a show that would have broken up the middle of the Beanie and Cecil show on a Saturday morning and was brought to you by Ovaltine.
Yeah. Like only people from the World War I era loved it.
Yes.
And they loved it.
While your father's getting bombed on, enjoy this Punch and Judy short brought to you by Ovaltine. Beanie and Cecil will be right back.
So, by the way, that makes sense in that Punch used to slap his wife Judy in this puppet show, and a Punch and Judy hitter is a slap hitter. By the way, I don't think we should say someone's a Punch and Judy hitter if that's what that means.
Was it Punch and Pie that brought all the people to South Park to meetings?
I don't know that one. That might be above my head.
I feel like Cartman always talked about punch and pie.
Punch and pie? Oh, yeah. Am I to understand there will be no side dishes?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure Kurt will dig up some like 1902 article that the first time ever someone, it was called a Punch and Judy hitter.
Mike, he's going to pull up the microfiche.
Yeah, we'll get the origin, the true origin of it. Because I'm going with it until someone shows me an origin that I need a shelve old Punch and Judy for good.
I love the amount of times we manifest Kurt giving us information. Well, like it wouldn't have happened unless we said, oh, by the way, I'm pretty sure Kurt's going to do this. And then Kurt ends up doing it. Wait, did I just reveal the game?
Yeah.
My bad. All right. Do we have anything else to talk about with the Girardi thing?
Anyone have any corrections?
Yeah, there you go.
Because we're getting to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeter Fest Pump, we see you.
And we hear you, Ducks Malone. Yeah. We understand your plight.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you have any corrections, at Jeromney on Twitter, hit him up in his DMs.
Next segment.
Yeah, he loves it. Next segment.
I love it. For a while there, I did start like a Google Doc to put in the corrections, and I just would always forget to bring it up.
You have a Google Doc with corrections from like 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
From the last iteration of the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. That's good stuff right there. Okay. So, by the way, before we move on from like you doing stuff with the kids, did the kids do stuff for you? Because we had Father's Day.
I mean,
like, how was the Father's Day haul?
I mean, I got gifts, and then by 9 o'clock, they forgot it was Father's Day.
Father's Day,
which is fine.
Father's Day is the fine. It's not fine. It's a travesty. The amount that fathers are overlooked.
Oh well, of course we are. But I've just been so browbeaten by all the woke social justice warriors giving all the credit to the moms out there. Oh, they carry him for 9 months. What did you do? Financially supported him. Get out of here.
Motherfucker, I carry the whole family the entire time they're alive. What are we even talking about?
Shit's on my back, man. What you talking about?
This is why my knees are so bad.
Wish I had a fetus, so I didn't have to do that.
My knees are so bad because I'm carrying this family.
No, father, every Father's Day, I'm like, you want to know what? I'm going to get really into golf. So I can just be like, you want to know what? I got a 7 a.m. tee time. I'll see you at 3. Dinner better be cooking, you know? And every year I'm like, you want to know what? I don't really care that much about golf.
I don't give a shit. I just remembered that I don't give a shit. By the way,
golf is purely invented to get the fuck out of the house and drink away from your family.
Right. See, that's the kind of golf, different tangent, that's the kind of golf I like. I don't care enough about
golf
to be like, hey, you want to know what? I really want to be good. So I'm going to show up 40 minutes before my buds, and I'm going to chip from every possible terrible angle. I'm going to cock the knee, put it back. I'm going to putt from 28 feet. I know I'll never be good enough at it to make that worth its while. Because once you start doing that, then you go, you want to know what? It's going to cost $5,000 to get into Shadow Hills. After that, it's only like $450 a month.
It pays for itself.
It pays for itself.
It's worth it for the friendships we make along the way.
You got to use the classic line like, oh, the kids can go enjoy the pool.
Yes.
You can go enjoy the clubhouse. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
I got to give props to Preem, man. Like Preem's got two sons, and I'm pretty sure they're both into golf. And one of them actually like plays in tournaments and stuff, like kid tournaments. I gotta give props, man. Like getting your kid into golf at a young age is just such a. I gotta bow down, man.
It's
if you can go play golf with your kid, like fuck, that's awesome.
That is an expensive thing to get your kid.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But I gotta say, like, if you're able to go play golf, like if you have the ability to go do that and your kid is into it and your kid actually takes you, like if you're going to pay for the club fees or whatever, if you're going to do that anyways, but your kid's like the one dragging you out to play golf every weekend. Fuck, that's awesome.
Ugh. See, it can't be every weekend though.
No, that is too much. I hear you.
Well, see, no, because you got to do 18 on the weekend. And then on Monday and Thursday,
I go just sneak a nine.
Slip in a quick nine. Yeah. That's what she said.
Hey-o.
Hey, misogyny.
Nine. Very nice. Congratulations.
No, but that is by far the most expensive. Just think of how much money you spend on your kid that gets into golf.
Yeah, golf or tennis or something.
Right, you know, baseball, you need a new bat maybe every year or two, a new pair of spikes every year or two, that's it.
Jeez, like rich kids getting a bat every year.
When you're young, you grow up, you know.
Though baseball is a little different though now, just because then there's travel ball. Like I was approached about travel ball and I was like, my kid's a fifth grader.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Medford every weekend. He's a fifth grader.
That's what I'm saying is if he was upset and really wanted it.
I think he was a little upset, but
yeah. But if he pushed the issue and was like, dude, come on, would you do it
next year? Fifth grade? No, fifth grade's too young. I just.
I hear you.
They definitely. You're not one of those parents. Do you ever see like for like hockey players that make it or like figure skaters like, oh, I drove, you know, she drove me 2 hours to my 6 a.m. you know, hockey practice every day.
I have heard those conversations in the stands this year and I was like, guys, they're 10 11.
Yeah,
like
you're not gonna
I could be wrong. I feel like elementary school travel ball, it's just for the parents, to be honest.
No, once
it's so they could go to the office and go, hey, Riley, 2 for 4, double, came in and closed it down. We won. We beat Boise. Boise Prep. You know, okay, great. How was that 9.5 hour drive home Sunday night? Right.
Boise.
This is just a little fun weekend drive to Bozeman, you know.
That's a thing.
I know. Trust
but
me.
But see,
I know.
Like once you get to like middle school and high school, I think that's okay.
Once you graduate to the full size baseball fields,
that's
like 12. That's like 13 years old. Then yes. Because then once if you're committed, then you're committing to, you know, spring and summer. If you're committed to baseball,
that's completely fine. Because even if your kid doesn't get a scholarship or whatever, that's positive energy and, you know, healthy and whatever. But as a fifth grader, I did the Fred Flintstone where I put the feet down for breaks. It was like, that's just not an option. I'm just not going to let it be a thing that you can manifest. I'm sorry.
Like I said, it's not like there's not too many local teams within the Eugene area. You're driving, you know, an hour plus in both directions to find other, you know, travel teams.
They got knocked out of the playoffs last night, and the travel team that he would be on, they're in Medford tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nope. Can you imagine how hot it's going to be in Medford?
Ooh. Hard pass.
Big pass.
This is a perfect
to watch people throw from 50 feet or whatever it is. Like, I don't even know what the mound is this year, but it's not a full field.
I got to say, this is a perfect lead in to the Olympics. Because all we're going to hear is stories about like parents driving these people when they're kids. Like,
yes, they're from like Estonia. So they had to drive, you know.
Every weekend. Oh, yeah. No, they're walking.
It's just a different world. Yeah.
They're walking. The parent like literally carries the kid.
Like travel ball for us is a privilege. For many other countries, that's a means of maybe generational survival.
Actually have to do it. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Shall we get to our... No, let's not get to our list yet. So I remember I remember the previous iteration of this podcast, and I don't know why I remember this, but I remember you asking us, King, if we liked Tyler, the Creator. I don't know why I have that in my head, but I remember you asking, and I remember not knowing who he was at that point. So this what, four, I don't know how many years ago that was. Like 5 years ago, 6 years, maybe? I don't even know.
Been a minute.
But I remember not knowing who he was, and then you asking that, but I got nothing. And then I watched Loiter Squad on Adult Swim and was like, and then actually downloaded some of his music, and I was like, all right, these guys are kind of funny. Like, I kind of like this. And his out. The only reason I'm asking is because his album came out today, his new album, and I downloaded it from my illegal download site, and listened to it, and it's really good. And I didn't really like his last album that much. The Cherry Bomb one was weird because like whoever mastered it, like the audio was shitty on every song, so I didn't get it. But I like this album. It's really good. I'm probably going to behind the curtains. I pick a song to open the podcast with afterwards. Probably going to use one of the ones from it for this episode, but like shit, it's really good.
Is it
nice?
Yeah.
Isn't it nice not being big enough to where you can play whatever the fuck music you want to start?
Right. I know. Yeah. So I don't know. I was just saying it's a good album. I don't know why I was thinking about it.
I like Tyler, the Creator's music.
Uh-huh.
I cannot lie and say that I enjoy his aesthetic and his shenanigans. It just some of it feels a little forced, but.
So Loiter Squad wasn't for you, but Tyler's music is.
Right. Like it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
That show, I remember he made the show with that Jeff Tremaine dude who used to do all the Jackass movies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was coming from that energy.
I mean, it was, if we're going to be honest, it was cultural appropriation.
So they were appropriating the Jackass guys culture.
Yes. They were appropriating white culture.
That is doing dumb shit is, you know, a white thing, correct?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Yes.
I'm just saying, I don't know if it was reverse racism. I don't know if I'll go that far, but it was like, hey, ma'am, that's our culture. You have your culture.
Speaking of those guys, did you see that they
no,
are?
No, Ski. Keep on this train. Yeah, keep talking about this. It's great.
It is great. Did you see they're coming out with the new Jackass movie?
I did not.
Hey, yeah. Say that again.
They're coming out with a new Jackass.
I heard they were making one. Is it like done?
I think it's supposed to come out sometime this year.
Look at that.
But just those guys are well older than us. They got to be in their mid 40s, right?
Johnny Knoxville.
50.
He recently did a GQ like cover shoot. And I mean, hey, he looks in shape and all that, but he looks old. Mm-hmm. He's old. And just what he did for a decade.
Yeah.
All right.
Old.
What is your guess as to how old Johnny Knoxville is?
I'm going to say 45.
Yeah, I was going to say 45, 46. Got to be mid-40s.
He's 50.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
50 years. All right. How much would it cost for you guys to go do the dumb shit they're doing? To put your body through doing that?
The amount they're getting.
The amount they made. Yeah.
All right. I do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe not the stuff Steve-O does. Like, cause the last one isn't that the one where he put the like Hot Wheel car up his ass and then got an X-ray? Like he did that, right? Or was that Dunn? Was that Ryan Dunn guy?
Rest in peace, I think.
Yeah. Right? RIP. I think it might have been shit. I might have fucked that up. No, that's right. Because he did do it. And then Steve-O was talking with him afterwards. And he's like, you guys, this is like the one thing where I was talking to my dad about possibly doing stuff for the movie. And he was like, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. And he's like, I just couldn't do it. That's right.
Was the show with Bam and Phil like an MTV spinoff?
Yes.
So those are two... So they're two separate like groups. So like Knoxville and Steve-O are like the jackass guys, and then
no, Bam, they all are.
No, so Bam and Brian Dunn are those guys were CKY guys.
The CKY.
There were two separate crews that
were all part of it, weren't they?
They merged together for the movies.
Okay. Right, but I feel like there was a difference.
I think they just created a different brand when they started doing the TV show. Because it was CKY. That's when they were doing like the skater videos and doing all that shit just for those. But then when they wanted to brand it and make millions of dollars, they called it Jackass and put it on MTV. Because I'm pretty sure it was the same guys. Like a bunch of them were in Portland, right? Like mm-hmm. that Pontius dude. Yeah. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like okay. At work, we have a sin bin. And it's a thing that I don't, but much smarter people I work with have to clean them off and do autopsies. Not autopsies, but like, and I think my favorite thing in the sin bin has been a snow globe that they broke off the base in their rectum. And they realized, oh, it's stuck.
That went in, but it wasn't coming out.
Yeah, so when they went to pull it out, they broke off the base with the turning music knob. Mm.
Yo, you're in
the things
there.
That are in there. The things that are in there are
wild.
You are in a zone if you're thinking that you're putting that in your body. Like you're in a way. Like your headspace is focused on one. Yeah.
And the funny thing about that, like sin bin that we have, quote unquote, is because every time it comes, you know, we get the
so
ticket.
To speak.
On who it is, maybe. Who it is, their age, blah, blah, blah. It's like old single dudes that are the most willing to just throw the weirdest stuff into their rectum.
Old single dudes, you're alone in your own headspace for that amount of time. You're going to start to come up with different ways to do stuff to yourself. That's why you hear about old dudes dying in certain ways all the time. I just
feel like just jerk off, man. I don't want to kink shame.
Yeah.
But when you're by yourself, that's a dangerous activity to throw something into your rectum. That's why I say it's just a dangerous space to live in. Just jerk off.
You're not wrong. But guys have been doing that for 40 years by themselves. I think the ability to do that kind of stops at some point, is what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm being devil's advocate with old single guys.
Hey,
sticking
I mean,
things in their bodies.
Good, all the power to them for getting the rocks off. I'm just saying, be safe about it out there, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I was almost certain you were going to say someone shoved like a CKY DVD up their ass.
I know.
Because you were bringing it up. I was like, how are you bringing this around?
Well, because he's talking about a toy, you know, a car, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about it, a snow globe. Like,
he's like, by the way, y'all still got a VHS player? Because, boy, that sin bin got some CKY tapes.
We shouldn't call it a sin bin, just to be clear. That's not PC. That's kind of kink shaming. But
it is what it is.
It just rhymes.
All right, sports. Do we have any more sports to talk about? We get to our list. We should probably talk NBA a little bit.
No, NBA, who cares?
No?
Nah, who cares?
I saw somebody called Trae Young the most hated player in the NBA, and I was like,
which is the dumbest thing.
I love Trae.
Oh, Trae Young beat the Knicks.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, oh, Madison Square Garden, boo Trae Young. Great.
Like, wait, we're gonna be mad at shooters for shimmying before they shoot a shot. Like,
I don't even think that was a shimmy.
I don't even think
what he did was a shimmy. I think his jersey was a little too far over to the right. He just wanted to get his, because he was so open. He just wanted to get positioned right. A little rhythm dribble, bang.
What happens when you wear baggy uniforms? You don't want it to sit wrong while you're shooting. I hear you.
So people are complaining about an all-star shimmying on him when Antoine Walker was shimmying on fucking people for his whole career, and I don't think he made an all-star team in his entire career.
Literally, Steph Curry shimmies after every three-pointer he makes, every single one.
Antoine Walker shimmied after every shot he took, and he took a lot of shots.
Yeah. He missed a lot of them. He still
he did miss a lot.
Like, what are we even talking about? Trey Young. You motherfuckers weren't even... Trey Young wasn't on your radar for...
Antoine Walker. Three-time All-Star.
Three-time All-Star? Get out of here. Yeah.
Instant correction. Wow.
98, 2002, 2003.
All with the C's?
All with the C's.
Those Celtics teams were so bad, someone had to score points, I guess.
Did you know that Antoine Walker played for the Idaho Stampede for 2 years?
Of course.
I did not know.
Antoine Walker last played in an NBA game in 2008. And from 2010 to 2012, he was a member of the Idaho Stampede.
Someone was trying to get another check somehow out of the NBA.
Yeah. That's
what I'm saying. Was he the one who had all his shit jacked from him? Or was that Paul Pierce?
Well, Paul Pierce was almost killed.
Yeah, that was it. Where he had his stuff stolen or something. He got jacked. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was stupid as well.
I mean, you could hate on Trae Young's hair. He's got atrocious hair. But to make a spectacle of him shimmying and booing him and all that, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. He's a shooter. And he's entertaining to watch. And he just killed the Bucks. So stop it.
Clips just won.
Yeah.
Yep. Boy, Paul George really like drinking in the fact that he didn't choke and they won this in this game. Like you see him, I'm watching on the delay, obviously. So I just saw him like gesturing up to the crowd, like, yeah, I'm the man. Like, dude. I kind of felt bad for him, like a little bit, just because he hit the two buckets before missing both free throws. And so I kind of felt bad for him, but man.
I think my big NBA takeaway is I'm kind of not sad, whatever. I'll sleep very well tonight. But just watching this now, and the Clips don't have Kawhi, so I don't know if they're going to win this series. And the Lakers didn't really have AD and kind of had LeBron. I feel like we're kind of cheated out of the battle for LA this year.
You wanted to see Lakers Clippers?
I wanted to see it because we didn't get to see it last year. And then this year, injuries just dictated a lot across the league. But I think that would have been a fun series to see.
I'm okay with the way it's working out. By the way, like I saw a thing, the TV numbers are way up.
Yeah, but it's a little disingenuous.
How so?
Well, I think it's along the same lines of like the Clay Travises of the world last year being like, look at these NBA ratings. They're bad because they're playing in September, but don't pretend that they're playing in September. Like,
right. So the only reason they're high is because last year's were so terrible because,
well, it's a middle base, almost middle of baseball season. You don't really have to watch that. I guess competing with hockey in the Euros. That's I guess the Euros on early enough too.
You haven't been watching that hot Euro action?
Definitely not.
Get your fill of Ronaldo right now while you can.
But back to the NBA. Who's your pick for the Blazers head coach of the finalists?
Like who we want?
Just of the three they've kind of listed this week.
Who was the third? Chauncey,
Hammond, and D'Antoni.
Yeah, because D'Antonio's having a second interview.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think Chauncey and Becky are a wash because neither have head coach experience, so I don't really want D'Antoni. Fuck it. I think Becky might as well.
Hey, my man.
I think you go Becky.
Too. I think that's kind of the prevailing notion from people I've seen. It's like, fuck it. If you're going to bring in like an unknown entity, it might as well be Becky Hammond because she's like, we talked about it a few weeks ago. Like, in terms of the coaches you're going to hire who have been assistants, like her, like the people she's coached under and her track record is kind of better than any of the other ones. If you're going to bring D'Antonio, then that makes sense just because of his experience as a head coach.
Who?
D'Antoni?
I think you said D'Antoni.
I did. I totally did. I'm glad you caught me.
We're bringing in the Michigan State coach?
Yeah, D'Antoni. Right. Yeah. You know what I meant, obviously.
I know what you meant. It's tough. I do it too.
But like if you're going to bring in any, like if you're going to bring in the experienced person, he's the obvious choice. But if you're going to bring in somebody else, it might as well be her. Like, fuck it.
Are you guys surprised that we didn't hear Udoka's name throughout this whole process? Didn't you think he would have been a fine? I mean, like, more of a resume than Becky. He coached, what, 7 years under Pop? Plus these last two and with the Nets. A Portland kid played at PSU. I mean, PSU. You think he would have at least had his name maybe in the finalists there.
Who are you talking about?
Ime Udoka. You know,
He's got hired by the Celtics.
The Celtics, yeah.
I think he's engaged to Nia Long.
Oof, oof,
oof. Whoa.
You got to hire him purely for that.
Whoa.
Shit, if he could pull Nia Long, he could lead your team to the championship.
I need her around the facilities. Jesus. COVID's done. Let's get Nia Long around the facilities. We need the moral support. Jesus.
Hmm.
I hear you, Ski. I hear you. That's a factor.
Speaking of COVID, I feel like it's been a while since we've mentioned the pandemic. What's your masking experiences in the last couple of weeks?
It's random, isn't it? So like
it's confusing, right?
You're in Fred Meyer, you see. No, I mean more along the lines of the people who aren't wearing them. It seems random. So I'll be in Fred Meyer like shopping, and there'll be one random person who's not wearing a mask. Everybody else is wearing them, like everybody, like pretty much everybody. And then it's like one random old, because it's weird because I'll see like a group of people, and one person in the group is not wearing one. And so like, or like a mom and her like teenager, and the teenager is wearing one, mom's not. And so it's really weird. And I don't know about you guys, but I absolutely judge them.
Mm-hmm.
Like 100%. Cause I'm still wearing mine.
Cause
my kids don't have vaccines. Like I'm around my kid all the time. I'm not going to fucking pass COVID onto them just cause I have my shots. You know what I mean?
I have been to a few places with a sign that says, you know, if you've gotten your second shot within, you know, 2 weeks ago, you don't have to wear a mask. But it's one of those things where it's like, you don't have to, a lot of those places, you don't have to show proof of anything. It's just like it's like an honor system. And you can't trust a lot of those people out there that are going by that. So.
And why is it the people who aren't wearing masks are the least trustworthy looking people too? You know, why is that?
But there's... You know, some of the places that are like, all right, you don't have to wear a mask, you're vaxxed, and, you know, show your, again, I don't know what some of those places need for proof. I just got a picture of mine on my phone in case, you know.
In case they ask. Yeah.
It's not a super inconvenience for me to put my mask back on if it's, you know, they're not cool with that. So I don't really care, but.
And I should point out too, like when I say I judge them, it's like an instant judge and then completely forget about them. So it's like, oh, you should be wearing your mask. Oh, I'm going to go eat some chicken.
Look at this fucking guy.
Exactly. No, that's pretty much it. Or the other way around. It's this bitch. And then I keep walking. And that's it. I don't know. How about you, King? Pretty much the same.
I went into a Jerry's like a week and a half ago, and it was just very confusing, and I felt like I was being judged really hard, so I eventually just put my mask back on.
Oh, you were not wearing it?
Well, because there was a sign that said, like, if you're vax, like, don't. Right. And I was like, okay. And within about 90 seconds, I was like, boy,
I don't think we're there yet.
I just feel weird. And so... Yeah. I'm just going to put it back on. Whatever. It's been 15 months. They don't bother me. I don't know.
Yeah. I kind of liked them, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, in the winter, they were nice.
They were.
Warm face.
You don't.
It was
you
an
don't
accessory
have, you don't have to
for
make,
IG.
You don't have to make the fucking dumb smile every time you make eye contact with somebody. You don't have to, like, You don't have to like fake appearances with people. You just go about your business. It really has made store trips like A to B situations. It's like you go in, you don't have to talk with anybody. You just do your thing and you're done. And that's it. I was kind of like that anyways, but the majority of you're not like forcing interactions with people anymore, which I always enjoy. Anyway. Sports?
Sports!
Let's do our list. What's our list?
This
list was your brainchild.
Mostly before sports, I see Dana pick up a nice recruit for the Bills.
Oh yeah, we're just glossing over a 5-star recruit in basketball because it is what it is now.
And then King shaming people for saying the kid should take the money instead of going to college, which he should.
No, what I'm saying is you don't know what he's getting from the name, image, and likeness.
It's true. Well, assuming that actually happens. What's his name? Real quick.
Dior Johnson, I think.
Dior Johnson? Okay.
But people were like
the 15th best kid in the nation or something. Passed up. It was like $1.5 million or something to go play overseas for a year.
Yeah, in Australia. Yeah. Allegedly. Sure. But people were celebrating him. Like, oh, go take the money. And he's gonna get money in some capacity.
Maybe. It's the same thing with like NFL player or like college kids who can go to the NFL. It's like, go to the NFL. Like if there's money there right now, go get that money. Because the money might not be there next year. Something might happen. Who the fuck knows? But that's the point, is if the money's there, like my opinion is always to go get the money. Like take it. Cause you go get the money, you play overseas for a year, you're not gonna get worse. Like maybe you get hurt, sure. But if you get hurt, at least you got the $1.5 million. If you go to Oregon and you get hurt, you're fucked. Like, you know?
But no, I don't think that's the case anymore.
Maybe.
Because you can just go on Instagram and be like, hey, do you have teeth? Do you like brushing them? Ha, Dr. Tom's. Go see the doctor today. And not to mention that little company up in Beaverton who's like, hey, here's a summer internship. Here's $500,000. Yeah.
$1.5 million.
But to be truthful, am I really sure he's ever going to play a game at Oregon? Not really.
Yeah.
Because he's a junior. So if, as a junior, if he was being offered over $1 million to play in Australia.
God.
I'm saying, what is the offer he's going to get next year? Probably more.
Maybe. Like probably, but you don't know.
No, I'm saying from like another entity across seas.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So, I mean, do I think he actually played Oregon? Not really. I don't.
Right. I can't imagine me being in that situation, because you always put yourself in that person's shoes. Me being in that situation, and then if my kid's in that situation, like if my child is 17 years old and was just offered $1.5 million to go like do a thing overseas professionally, it's like, yeah, we're picking up the family and we're going to Australia with you, because that's $1.5 million. That's more money than we've ever seen in our whole lives combined. And so, yeah, let's go. I'll follow you. I'll take care of you while you're there. Like, whatever. Let's go do that. I would have college degrees are absolutely nothing nowadays. And especially for like a college athlete, if you're going to go play for 1 or 2 years, maybe anyways, you're not going to get your degree. So if that's something you choose to do, it's going to be way later anyway. So I'm always saying get that money. Always.
Were they wanting him like this next year?
No.
Like no.
Right. Yeah, so it's a worthless commit.
Yeah.
It's a worthless commit.
Yeah, because like, I say if the Australian team wanted him next year, he could have played 2 years there, because you know he had to wait a year after 18.
Right.
He could have got a good 2-year deal.
Yeah. And that 2-year deal for $4 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All that.
And then, by the way, you don't ever have to play basketball again if you don't want to.
It's just a funny thing that we that people do, like that Jalen Green guy who's going to go top five in the NBA draft, right? And he got paid, I think it was $500,000 to play in the G League this year. And the G League played like 10 games because of COVID. So, hey, easy money, right?
Good average.
Easy money. But if Jalen – this is my only thing is if Jalen Green went to Kentucky and then he played 1 year, went to the pros, whatever. There's always – like the money on the back end for some of those guys can always be really – hey, hi, I'm Jalen Green. Come on down to Hutchinville Toyota in Lexington. And you know what I mean? There's always that residual buy joining a college team.
You mean like Luke Jackson and like, was it Marty Lunin? Someone or A.D. Smith, you know, sell real estate, sell cars,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Smith.
If you're
yeah.
in that area, yeah.
He definitely again, does sell real estate, by the way. You know how I know that?
Because you live in a property.
Because I believe I... Yeah, we bought our back when I was married and we bought a house. We bought our house through him. So like our realtor or whatever worked with him to actually buy the house from them. So it was actually A.D. Smith who I got the house from.
So do you know what his initials stand for?
Ooh.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Anthony Davis Smith.
You stole my joke.
Did I?
Perfect.
Hey, did you see who joined that little, like, was it the TBF, TBT
attorney?
Marty!
Ocean! Move!
Okay, let's do our list, Ski.
All right, so with the temperatures, you know,
yeah, full
skyrocketing
circle.
To a fucking hellscape over the weekend.
Get
the heat dome in there.
Heat dome.
We're doing... heat-related athlete names.
Yep. And you're from our chatter leading up to the podcast tonight. You're leading the way on this.
Because
I was having trouble finding names, and I think King just didn't have an interest in finding names.
Couldn't find them.
Yeah. No. This was difficult for us.
Because I was like, oh, Jimmy Lake.
He's like,
he's
like, I got 10 names. 10 names?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I can't think of 10 like regular names off the top of my head right now. So I can just give all three that I came up with just to lead off, and then you can just roll off yours. All right, King, did you have any? Did you come up with anything?
Udonis Haslam.
So just people who played for the Heat.
Yeah.
Is that not what we're doing?
Yeah.
Did I get this wrong?
So right, what is the list, by the way? So it's players whose names
just heat-related.
Heat-related names. Okay. All right. So I got Justin Smoke, obviously. Mm-hmm. I got Mike Fiers. And I got not sports related, because I didn't realize it was all sports related until later. I got Sonny Chiba. There you go.
Could have gone Sonny Gray. Your age.
Could have gone Sonny Gray. There's a bunch of Sonnies.
Right. So I had Sonny Gray and Mike Fiers.
There you go. Okay. So that's awesome. So you got eight left. All right.
Right.
Run through your top eight.
So I got a football player, Hung Ming Sun.
Yeah. He plays for King's team, actually.
Does he play for Tottenham?
Yeah. My Spurs. Yeah,
there you
yeah,
go.
Spurs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now I got a
Hyun Min Sun.
Yep.
I got Heathcliff Slocum.
I don't get it.
We got Jeremy Burnitz.
Wait, what's the Heathcliff Slocum one?
Heat.
Oh, Cliff. Jesus.
Yeah. Jeremy Burnitz. We got Todd Helton, because it's going to be hellscape out there.
Damn it.
We got Michael Red Hot. Yeah. We got Muggsy Bogues. This might be a little muggy out there.
Oh, no. Nope. Yeah. Nope, yeah. That one. Nope, you don't get that one.
Muggsy,
you don't get that one.
I got Danny Drinkwater.
There you go. Boom.
Danny drink lots of water because it's going to be a scorcher out there.
It's going to be a scorcher.
Gotta stay hydrated, folks.
I got Drew Nobreeze.
Oh, get out, Berman! Get out of here, Berman! Walk into the lamp. Walk into the Amazon.
Jesus.
Get out of here. Brett Gardner? It's Yardy for Gardy and the Yankees.
That's good. Those kind of, you kind of forgot to keep sprinkling those in last week, so it's good to bring them back.
Hey, dude. Let's see. What do I still have anything else? I got Alex Moulton.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
I think that's not more bad. Bird. I think it's Bird.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm not
don't
mad.
Don't birds molt?
Like molten lava, you know.
So okay. his feathers are coming out, huh? That's what's going on.
Well, he is a duck, so there you go.
It is hot, so the feathers just are coming out. I guess that's what happens, right?
Ronnie Cycli.
Is that how molting works? What'd you say, Ken?
Ronnie Cycli.
Best chest hair in the history of the NBA.
Super famous DJ now.
Yeah.
Yeah, weirdest transition from post-NBA career.
What's his DJ name? Anybody know that? I'm going to look that up.
DJ
Sykes.
Cycli. Worst music in the world.
What, like club DJ EDM shit?
EDM is just, it's a pox on music as a front, as a whole. It's just, it's so bad. Like that David Guetta guy, just watch a DJ Guetta set sober, and you're like, it's really bad. It's just a bunch of shining lights, and I'm dodging the shiny lights, so it looks like I'm dancing, but I'm just really dodging the shiny lights.
Those guys get a lot of money.
A lot of money, because European people are dumb.
Oh, yeah. Was it like, is Deadmau, is he one of those guys too?
Yes.
Is he? I think of other
Daft Punk.
See, they at least made like
house music or something. I'm trying to look up Ronnie Cycli.
I don't even know. I just know I just don't listen to anyone who wears a costume thing on their head. I'm like, they're doing EDM. Don't care. I could do Molly on my own. I don't need to listen to you. Oh, cool. You're wearing bike helmets. Don't care.
Ronnie Cycli's first album. Called House Calls.
Does Jerry Sands work of the Chicago White Sox? In the summer?
That'll work. Yeah.
I don't know that one of these has been good.
They've all been good.
It's hard, man. That's what I was saying. Like, oh, Philip Rivers, because he jump in the river when it's hot.
Because it was hot outside.
You can also fish.
All water related. Let's see, musical career, Ronnie.
I guess this weekend when it's super hot in the Heat Dome, I wish I was hanging out with JT Snow.
There you go.
Might catch a Mike Trout in the Philip Rivers.
In a that was gonna be bad. I can't even say.
Well, the other fishermen give me yeah.
So you find Cycli's name yet or what?
No.
Look at his discography.
I don't think he has a DJ name. I think he's just Ronnie Cycli. Yeah, I got nothing.
Well.
He's made a lot of albums, though.
DJ Ronnie.
And could you imagine being in Miami and being like a 20-something person? And going into a club and being told that DJ Ronnie Cycli is going to be the DJ, you would have no fucking clue who that is. Like, the only people who know who Ronnie Cycli is are like our age or older. And so if they're in a club, they're like, they're
this giant old white guy that
they're a predator
rolling in.
They're a predator or a sugar daddy or something, or both. They're gross. You don't want them in your club.
You know, like when the Heat Dome is coming and I just know it's a David Weathers, I'm just afraid there's going to be a Drew Brees. And if there is, it's going to bring down either a Tim Raines or because there is a Storm Davis.
You're praying for a Storm Raines. Yeah, a Storm Davis.
I told you I couldn't. I'm bad at this one.
Do a Tim Raines dance. I just saw a commercial with the Ball Brothers and Black Widow?
Yeah.
What? The hell just happened?
They're pushing Marvel Universe shit now?
It was a car commercial, but it was also a Black Widow commercial, and it had the Ball Brothers. I am so confused what just happened.
Is Big Baller Brand still a thing?
No. You're the first person I've heard mention it in the last like 6 months or more.
That's why I'm confused. That's why I didn't know if it was still a thing or not.
Yeah.
They just leave old LeBar in the fucking lurch with all these shoes and stuff to...
Well, I think he made a bunch of money from that in the little time he was selling it. So he's good. And they're both.
I think they made their money from that Facebook show they were on.
Oh yeah, the
All in the Family.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, hey,
good for him.
Good for them. It worked monetarily wise. It worked out well for him.
It's a good hustle for a few years.
Melo's gonna be good. Mm-hmm. Lonzo's gonna make a lot of money and not actually ever be a factor, but Twitter's gonna love him.
They've both already made enough money to last them the rest of their lives.
And so then the LiAngelo was never gonna be a pro anyway, so hey.
Yeah, and he got all that money from selling all that shit he stole to the fence.
By the way, since I mentioned Lonzo Ball, I read an article like 2 days ago. I forget where it was from. But it was about NBA trades. And I can't believe we didn't mention this earlier. But it was saying that Lonzo Ball, because the trade was Ben Simmons, CJ McCollum, right?
Yeah, we didn't talk Ben Simmons.
We didn't talk about it. We'll talk about it next.
We got 2 minutes if you want to talk Ben Simmons.
But they were saying that Lonzo Ball is a better basketball player than Ben Simmons. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You. And I Googled the person's name, and that person works like CBS Sports and is 23. And I'm like, okay, I completely discount you. Because you want to know what? You probably watched Ball in the Family, and you're warped. Because Lonzo Ball is not better than Ben Simmons. I don't care that Ben Simmons can't shoot, because Lonzo Ball can't shoot either. You want to know what? Ben Simmons is the first team all defensive player. And when he's 6'11 point guard, he's training with the Blazers. Get rid of CJ. Bang. We win a championship. Go Blazers. Rip City.
God, in a heartbeat. I mean, that's really the only take here is that you don't even think about it. You trade CJ for Ben Simmons. Don't even think about it. Go. Done.
Yeah, that's an easy trade.
You're instantly better. Again, do it. Don't even think about it.
Like I said, yeah, even if you can't shoot, you get an all NBA defensive player.
I don't need him to shoot.
Who creates the most open 3-point shots in the league. So
good. The Blazers need less guys to jack shots.
And he will be able to shoot eventually.
No.
He has like the yips right now.
No, he can't shoot.
Better. I mean, Fultz is way better than he was 2 years ago in Philly too.
Exactly.
He's still not that great of a shooter.
But he scored like how many points did he average this year?
Gets buckets.
Who, Fultz?
Yeah.
14?
Again, Ben Simmons doesn't need to shoot. Dame shoots.
Yeah, he gets dunks and gets...
Yeah.
Go dunk. You're 6'10". Play inside. That's fine.
Would you trade McCollum for Simmonsky?
Yeah, I still hope they try to do a Karl Anthony Towns deal first. But if that doesn't, you know, manifest itself, you trade CJ in a heartbeat for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it becomes available, you make it happen.
And I still think you just throw in Nurk for whatever deal CJ's involved in.
Give him away.
And get either get a draft pick, a second round draft pick. Fuck it.
All right, we don't have enough time for this conversation. This'll be next week.
Rip City next week, baby. Doo, 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 doo.